On the text line 0457 736 736, Maddie's is the question from Jeremy, as in plural. Could the Blues pick number 6 Walker, number 7 Hines, 9 Cook or Appy, and 14 Luai can cover halves, hooker and centre?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly. I mean, I like Hines. Hines right. I like Cody Walker on the left with Latrell. Yeah, Appy. I think they should be carrying 2 hookers. Just the amount of work that the 9 has to do these days, they need 20-minute, at least 20 minutes break through the middle of the contest.
But they admitted that it didn't work for them last time around. It didn't work for them last series. Does it change with circumstances?
That. Yeah, it can do, Matty. I heard that. I think just because it didn't work once doesn't mean, like, I don't think should be generally the rule. I just think it would depend around who you pick in the side. Like, the thing about with Cody, righto, if you're going to go with Cody, there's such an argument for Cook, even if you're going to play him 14 off the bench. Because if Cody gets Latrell going, the bloke who gets Cody going is Cook. When you see Cook scoop and go, and you just watch Cody react, he scored a cracking try against the Titans the other night. Cook really brings Cody into the game. And so I would, if you're going to keep Appy, and I think they should keep Appy, I would go Cook in the 14.
A lot of this could also hinge, or how much does this hinge on the position of Tom Trbojevic? So it was a head injury assessment. It was an 11-day automatic, which, as we know, the Sea Eagles have been questioning just on a club level. But I think, and Tommy, do the numbers for me in my head, but I think we worked out that if he does make it back in time and he is selected, the next game that he would play would be State of Origin 2. Do you take that gamble? And what if he's not there?
Ooh, that's a big one for Freddie and Brandy. It's a big one to consider because Stephen Crichton was terrific. You know, he was close to our best player in game 2. And so that's got to be a honest discussion with Tommy and for Brandy, and that they've got to make a big decision on it, because there's the argument, if Latrell comes back into the site, and if Latrell's fit to go, Latrell goes in because of his, not just his talents, but his presence. And so what do you do with Crichton? Does Crichton then swing to the right side if Tommy's not fit, or is it Campbell Graham? So there's so many little selection dilemmas. It's going to be, Freddie's head will explode in the next week. Honestly, there's so much to consider.
Yeah, it's it's a blessing and a curse to sit there and watch that weekend of rugby league, knowing that your players are going to be out there. You don't know. I mean, that injury could have happened to Nathan Cleary at training. You're just never going to know, do you? And Cam Murray, for instance, is a similar one. So it's an interesting one. I could just imagine if you're Freddie or if you're Billy, you're watching it with one eye open and one eye closed. Let's do our snap judgments for the feeling, thanks to Snap Fitness. I want your snap judgment on what happened at the back end of the Raiders, or the very end of the Raiders and West Tigers match. Jamal Fogarty gets that penalty off the dive that collected the feet. I mean, I really don't know which way to go on this, Johnsy, because the penalty is there in black and white, but the intention is not there, I don't think, at all, to take out his legs.
Nah, but it is a penalty, Matty. It's a penalty. Yeah, like it's a tough one. It's a heartbreaker. I was out and about and watching that, and mate, the whole place was jumping. There's Tigers fans everywhere too. When they start to win, the Tigers, you really get no idea of what a huge supporter base they have. And the place I was at was just jumping, and then that last penalty at the end was a heartbreaker. But mate, it's a penalty.
Yeah, big news breaking again. So we've already had Nathan Cleary ruled out. Joseph Suaalii, so not in State of Origin, well, perhaps, but Joseph Suaalii facing 3 to 4 weeks out, a grade 2 dangerous contact charge for raising his knee, which has been an issue for Suaalii to Reid Marnie. As we know, Marnie was forced from the field and didn't come back. 3 matches with the early guilty plea, 4 if he challenges and loses. So yeah. That's some big news facing the Roosters, yeah. And in particular, Joseph Suwali.
Yeah, that's right. And the Roosters, I was really impressed with the young Bulldogs yesterday. Some of those young outside backs, fantastic from the Bulldogs. But, mate, I tell you, the Roosters still a long way off. When you looked at those two sides yesterday, I mean, you got a couple of golden boot winners there, premiership winners, everything in the Roosters side. And, mate, the Bulldogs should have got them. In fact, if Marnie doesn't go off, they win the football game, in my opinion. That's nothing definite, but in my opinion, they win the football game. Swalee, just something on Swalee there. A fella sent a text message through to Brian Fletcher last night, and he said, after full time, he said about 15 minutes after the game, Joseph Swalee went back out onto the field and kicked goals for another 40 minutes. And then at the end of that, took his boots off and gave them to a couple of young kids.
Wow. Wow. Great. Yeah. And they're the kind of stories that do go missing, unfortunately, but I'm glad you told it this morning. So 3 to 4 weeks, unfortunately, though, for Joseph Suwalii. You just wonder what it means going forward with that running style that he's got. But he's so young. Obviously, we know that he signed the deal to go to rugby a couple of years down the track, but he's got time to fix it. So, snap judgment. We've given you judgment on the Warriors 30 defeating the Dolphins 8 in the form of Sean Johnson in particular. The Rabbitohs 46 beat the Titans 28, as we mentioned earlier. Another double-digit lead surrendered by the Titans. The Broncos 20 defeat the Sharks 12. So, the Sharks still haven't beaten a team currently inside the top 8. And here are the Broncos with 3 byes up their sleeves, equal at the top.
Well, Matty, aren't the Broncos just starting to look like serious title contenders? Well, they are. You know what they're starting to look like, Matty? They're starting to look like one of those Broncos sides of the 90s, just in their size, their athleticism. And what's starting to develop now, I'm seeing in them, is that premiership-winning swagger that was always a hallmark of those great Broncos sides. I mean, Reece Walsh after the game, mate, he stripped his shorts off, gave his shorts to a young fan, and was going around signing autographs and getting selfies with pink underwear on. Now, it's been probably the best week of his life. And mate, if I looked like that, I'd strip down as well.
Yesterday, the Roosters 25 defeated the Doggies 24. We've touched on that one. But what about this? Also, there was Penrith defeating the Dragons 26-18, but the headlines, of course, around Nathan Cleary. And then the one jammed in the middle, the Cowboys 45 defeated the Storm 20. Points coming left, right and centre. I wish I had a ticket yesterday to Queensland Country Bank Stadium. That would have just been electric.
Well, mate, I'm going to big note myself here. At the end of Morning Glory on Friday, that was my tip of the weekend. I said that North Queensland, in my opinion, was certainties. That was going to be the upset. Just simply, I could see the effect that Ruben Cotter's performance, Val Holmes' performance, and Murray Tuolungi's performance going back into the Cowboys, the difference that would have made, the burst of confidence that would have given the team. But after the game, Craig Bellamy, he labelled their performance putrid, right? 53 missed tackles, Melbourne Storm yesterday. Shows they were really off their game. Look, Cowboys were terrific. Val Holmes was just brilliant. And Ruben Cotter is a machine. He is, but, man, the Melbourne Storm were off their game big time.
So the Cowboys dragged themselves off. I think they were second last going into round 14. They've gone up a couple of spots. But we have seen this before this year, not to this extent, but they've fought back. They look like the Cowboys of old, as in last year. And then the question for Todd Payton and co is, how do they keep that run going? But it's nothing to be sneezed at. A 45-20 win over the Storm, the second highest points ever scored against a Craig Bellamy-coached Storm side. He would be angry ant personified. That would have been a long, long trip home. Snap Fitness has you covered. Visit your local Snap Fitness to find out more at snapfitness.com. sportsbet.com.au. 0457 736 736 is the text line number, or give us a call this morning on 1300 01 1170. Couple of minutes to go in the first quarter of the NBA. Game two of the finals series. The Miami Heat trailing 1-0 in this series, and they lead 24 points to 15 in the first quarter. Back after this, but let's go to the news first with the final half hour of the roundup coming up with Matty Johns after Vanessa.